Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Don't Call Me Jupiter. Book 1 Tightrope Memoir of a Reluctant Hippie Kid by Tom Jay. Bras is a vivid and compelling memoir that delves into the unconventional childhood of the author, set against the backdrop of the counterculture movement of the 1970s. Through a series of colorful anecdotes, the author navigates the complexities of growing up with parents who embraced hippie values of peace, love, and freedom, often at the expense of stability and conventional norms. This book offers a unique lens through which to view the era's cultural and societal shifts, as seen through the eyes of someone caught between the allure of his parents' ideals and the desire for a more mainstream existence. The narrative not only explores the personal idiosyncrasies of a family, but also reflects on broader themes of identity, belonging, and the quest for meaning in a rapidly changing world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the influence of the counterculture movement. The counterculture movement of the 1960s and 1970s, which emphasized peace, love, and freedom, serves as a crucial backdrop for understanding the upbringing of Tom Jay. Bras in, Don't Call Me Jupiter. The movement was characterized by a rejection of conventional values, an embrace of alternative lifestyles, and a push for social reforms. In the book, Bras intricately describes how this cultural phenomenon influenced his family dynamics, parental choices, and his own worldview. The narrative showcases how the ideals of the counterculture movement permeated everyday life, from communal living arrangements and experimentation with psychedelics to a deep skepticism of authority and the establishment. The author offers a nuanced perspective on how these societal shifts not only shaped his childhood experiences, but also left a lasting impact on his personal identity and values. Through vivid storytelling, Bras brings to life the spirit of an era that challenged the status quo, questioning everything from traditional family roles to political ideologies, while highlighting the inherent contradictions and complexities of fully embodying these countercultural values within a family setting. Secondly, navigating family dynamics in an unconventional setting. One of the core themes in Don't Call Me Jupiter is the exploration of family dynamics within the context of an unconventional lifestyle. Throughout the memoir, Bras delves into the complexities of growing up with parents who prioritize their commitment to hippie ideals over traditional family structures and stability. This setting created a unique environment where freedom and self-expression were valued above all, often leading to unpredictable and sometimes challenging living situations. The author recounts experiences ranging from moving frequently in pursuit of idealistic communities to facing judgment and misunderstanding from peers and mainstream society. These narratives illuminate the struggle of reconciling the love and acceptance found within his family with the desire for a sense of normalcy and belonging outside of it. Bras provides a candid look at the emotional toll that such an upbringing can take, including feelings of isolation, embarrassment, and longing for stability. Yet, he also reflects on the positive aspects, such as a deep sense of resilience, creativity, and a broad-minded perspective on life. Through this topic, Bras offers insight into the delicate balance between embracing one's heritage and forging one's path amidst unconventional family dynamics. Thirdly, the quest for identity and belonging. At the heart of Don't Call Me Jupiter lies Tom Jay. Bras's quest for identity and belonging, themes that resonate deeply throughout the memoir. Raised in a world that was vastly different from mainstream society, Bras often found himself at a crossroads, caught between the countercultural values of his parents and the desire to fit in with his peers. This internal conflict is poignantly portrayed through various anecdotes. From grappling with his parents' unconventional naming choices to navigating social interactions in school and beyond, Bras's narrative is a testament to the challenges of forging an identity in the shadow of strong parental ideologies, particularly when those ideologies place one outside the societal norm. The memoir highlights the complexities of growing up feeling like an outsider, while simultaneously appreciating the unique perspective one's upbringing provides. It delves into the process of self-discovery, shedding light on the author's efforts to reconcile the disparate parts of his identity, ultimately embracing his heritage while carving out a personal space within it. Through this exploration, Bras's memoir speaks to the universal human experience of searching for a sense of belonging and understanding one's place in the world. Fourthly, the role of freedom and self-expression. A pivotal aspect of Don't Call Me Jupiter is the emphasis on freedom and self-expression, values that are deeply ingrained in the counterculture movement and the author's upbringing. Tom Jay. Bras portrays how his parents' pursuit of these ideals influenced every facet of their lives, from their approach to parenting to their interactions with the wider community. The memoir explores the double-edged sword of growing up in an environment where boundaries are minimal and self-expression is encouraged to the fullest. Bras describes the liberating aspects of such freedom, including the encouragement to explore creativity, question societal norms, and develop a strong sense of personal values. However, he also candidly discusses the drawbacks, such as feeling unanchored due to the lack of structure, and the difficulties of navigating the world with a non-conformist outlook. This topic sheds light on the fundamental human need for expression, and the ways in which its pursuit can profoundly shape one's development and worldview. The author's reflections offer valuable insights into the balance between fostering individuality and providing the guidance and stability necessary for growth. Lastly, the search for stability and normalcy in Don't Call Me Jupiter. The theme of searching for stability and normalcy emerges as a counterpoint to the narratives of freedom and nonconformity. Despite, or perhaps because of his unique upbringing, Tom J. Bross expresses a recurring desire for elements of a more conventional life. This longing is poignantly detailed in episodes ranging from school experiences where Bross yearns to fit in with his peers, to moments of reflection on the idea of a stable family home. The memoir does not shy away from dissecting the inner turmoil that arises from oscillating between craving the security of mainstream societal norms and cherishing the values instilled by a counterculture lifestyle. Bross's narrative illustrates the human tendency to seek out stability as a foundation for building one's identity, especially in the face of uncertainty and change. Through his journey, the author sheds light on the nuanced ways individuals navigate the tension between the appeal of a settled existence and the fulfillment derived from leading a life less ordinary. The exploration of this theme speaks to the broader quest for balance in our lives, highlighting the importance of grounding oneself amidst the chaos of growing up and finding one's place in the world. In conclusion, Don't Call Me Jupiter, Book 1 Tightrope Memoir of a Reluctant Hippie Kid, is a must-read for anyone fascinated by the counterculture movement, personal growth, or tales of unconventional childhoods. Tom J. Bross's memoir offers a rare glance into the life of someone raised on the fringes of traditional society, struggling with the dichotomies of freedom and stability, convention and counterculture. His reflections are both a tribute to the ideals of the hippie movement and a candid account of its complexities and challenges. This book will especially resonate with readers who have experienced feeling like an outsider, those intrigued by the impact of cultural movements on personal identity, and anyone interested in the stories that diverse upbringings can tell. Bross's narrative is not just a story of navigating the tightrope between two worlds. It is a lesson in understanding the beauty of embracing one's roots while forging a distinct path forward. It highlights the importance of self-discovery, the value of questioning norms, and the ongoing journey to find balance between autonomy and belonging. In essence, Bross's memoir is a compelling reminder of the complex tapestry that is human life, woven from threads of tradition, rebellion, and the universal search for meaning. If you would like to support Tom J. Bross, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.